We continue at the Mishnah four lines up from the bottom on Daf Yotes Omid Beis. The first two lines of the Mishnah are debatable as to whether they actually belong in the Mishnah, but we'll read it. Ve'ein osin tachshitin la'overes kochavim. You don't make any tachshitin for an idolater, not that I make them any jewelry. For example, katalos, nizamin tabos, necklaces and rings. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, bischar mutter. If you're doing it to make a profit, then it would be permissible. Tosfos is bothered by this. That doesn't make any sense. Why should making it by schar be okay? What's the heter to do such a thing? To sell tachshite or tashmite avodah zarah? I mean, it doesn't make sense how you can be allowed to make any jewelry for an idol. And then, so maybe it's only bidyevet. So Tosfos gives a few options. But at the end of the day, Tosfos says that it should be removed, and the Gra also in his Hago says that line should be removed. So we continue with the Mishnah then. Ein mochrim lehem b'mechuber lakarka, aval mocher hu mishe yikatzeitz, Rabbi Yehuda omer mocher hu almanas lakutz. We have a machlokas, Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanakama says that you're not allowed to sell an idolater any property which is mechuber lakarka, any land, or trees and the like, anything which is connected to the ground, cannot be sold to an idolater. You can only sell it after it's been chopped down, once it's been uprooted. Rabbi Yehuda says, you can sell it to them while it's attached to the ground, so long as it's done on condition that it will be uprooted. And we'll have to understand, why is it, what prohibition are you violating when you're selling an idolater land? The Gemara says, Minahani Mili, Am Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Da Amar Kra, Lo Sechanim. The violation is that you're not allowed. Lo Sechanim means that you can't provide an encampment for the idolater. In other words, Lo Titen, Lo Sitin Lem Chania Bakarka. They shouldn't have an ownership in the land, which obviously would imply then that, as the Rosh says, it's only halacha that applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply outside of Eretz Yisrael. So you are allowed to sell a property in or land to an idolater in Chutz La'aretz, just not in Eretz Yisrael. But then the question would be, when we say an idolater, who are we referring to? Are we referring to any person who's not Jewish, or are we referring to certain types of people? So Tosos is going to discuss this. Tosos says, it sounds like stama de milsa mayri bekulo v'kachavim. It sounds like as long as you're an idolater, it doesn't make a difference. As opposed to the sheva umos, with regards to the chiti, emori, prizi, those sheva umos, which is an obligation of lo sechaya kol neshama, it says lo sichros bris v'lo sechanim. So specifically, lo sechanim was mentioned with respect to these seven nations. Tosos nevertheless says that it applies to all idolaters, all ovdei kochavim. So then again, maybe selling a property in Eretz Yisrael to someone who's not in the category of an ovdei kochavim, just may not be Jewish, that might be permissible. Beker Toshav or the like, that would be permissible as well. But certainly these halachas do not apply in Chutz La'aretz. Now the Gemara says, well, hold on a second. Hailo sechanim mi boile dehachi kamarachmana lo sitin lem chein. But hold on a second. The reason why lo sechanim, is that the limud from lo sechanim is not about the prohibition of giving them an encampment, giving them land in Eretz Yisrael. Rather, lo sechanim means you're not allowed to show them favor. In other words, as Rashi says, you're not allowed to say, wow, how beautiful is this idolater, or how great is this idolater. And that's the prohibition. So im kein lema kra lo sechunam, lo sechunem, my lo sechanem, without the vav, shmami natarti. You can learn both ideas from the same pasuk, lo sechanem. We could have said lo sechunem, and says lo sechanem instead, teaches us two ideas. One, that you cannot give them an encampment, you cannot give them land in Eretz Yisrael. And number two, you can't show them favor, you can't talk about how great they are, or how attractive they are. Va'akati mi boile dahachi amarachmana. But hold on a second, we have Lo Sechanim teaching us a third idea. Lo Sitin Lehem Matnas Shel Chinam. You're not allowed to give a gift to an idolater. Im Kein, Lehem Akar Lo Sechinim, My Lo Sechanim, Shma Min Akulu. So we see all three ideas can be learned out from the Pasuk of Lo Sechanim. One, that they can't be given property in Israel. Number two, you can't talk about how special they are, how attractive, how beautiful they are. And number three, you cannot give them gifts. That, at least we'll focus on the last one for a moment. You can't give them gifts. It's a strange idea. What's the prohibition of giving them gifts? The Shach adds on with regards to giving gifts. The Shach writes that the based on the Beis Yosef, that any Ovid Kochavim is implied, even a Yishmoel. You can't give any gift to a Jew, to an idolater, but not just Ovid Kochavim, it's anyone. A Manas Chinam can be given to anyone. There's a prohibition. Even a Yishmoel. So even if they're not necessarily an idolater, a gift, giving them a gift, would be under the violation of manas chinam. However, the Shulchan Aruch does qualify this statement and says, she'eno makiro, it's someone who you don't recognize. So when you're giving someone a gift that you don't even know, that could be problematic. But if it's somebody that you have a relationship with, like if it's at holiday parties or business parties, well, then there wouldn't be a prohibition of giving a manas chinam. Of course, if you're helping someone who is homeless, who needs some tzedakah, well, that's different. That's already in the category of giving tzedakah. Here, manas chinam is giving someone, a colleague of yours, giving them a gift. That, again, if eino makiro, there may be a problem. But if it's makiro, then certainly it would be okay. And other, with regards to Sitan Lamchein, talking about how great an idolater is, can you talk about how amazing an athlete is, or a movie star, or things like that? Well then, some will say, yeah, it should be under the same prohibition of Lo Sachanim, but if we're talking about an idolater, those wouldn't be considered idolaters. The Gemara continues, Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a brisa to support this concept of these three prohibitions against giving any favors to or saying anything, lo sachanim, with regards to an idolater. Lo sachanim, lo sitanim chaniya bakarka. Number one, lo sachanim means that you cannot give them land in Eretz Yisrael. Davaracher lo sachanim, lo sitanim chain. You can't talk about how great they are. Davaracher lo sachanim, lo sitanim matnas chinam. And the third one is that you shouldn't give them a gift, like we just discussed before. Now the Gemara asks, so matnas chinam gufa tnaihi, but the truth is, this question about giving gifts to idolaters is actually a machlokas tanoim detanya, learned at Braisa, lo sochlu kol nevela lager asher bisharecha tidnena v'achala, o machor lenachri. Pasuk says that you shouldn't eat any nevela, it should be given to a ger, or machor lenachri, or sold to a non-Jew. From the text, it tells that the implication is you're only supposed to give a ger this item, but for an idolater, you can sell it. Leger b'mechira minayin. How do you know that for a ger you can sell it? Tamalomar tidnena. Omachor, you can, if you put the comma in a different place, it says Tidnen Omachor. So you can give that all to the convert. And how do you know that even Nesina works to giving something to an idolater also is permissible? Or Lo Sochlu, but you yourself can't do it, but you can give it to them. Tamalomar Tidnena Va'achala Omachor Lenachri. You can give it or sell it to a Nachri. Again, putting it wherever the common a different place. Nimsa ata omir, echad ger, vechad ov kechavim, bein benesina, bein bemechira, divrei Rabbi Meir. According to Rabbi Meir, comes out that there's nothing wrong with giving any gift to an idolater. However, Rabbi Yehuda omir, dvaram kechsavan, lager benesina, ul ov kechavim bemechira. To the only thing you cannot give a matnas chinam, a gift to an idolater, you can only sell it to them. So that's the machlokas tanoim, and our braisa, when we were learning it, was following the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who was more strict. The Gemara says, Shaper Kamer Rameir, but Rameir's idea seems to be a nice way of learning it, to be a little more lenient. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Amr Lacha, Isak, the Kedek Amar Rab Meir. If Rab Meir was correct, Lichtov Rachamana Tidnanava Achala Umachor. It should have said Tidnanava Achala Umachor. Why does it say O Machor, O Lamali, Shmamina Lidvarm Kichsavan Hudasa? It's clearly talking about specifically those words, that order, that it can only be sold to an idolater, cannot be given to an idolater of Rab Meir. So what does Rab Meir do with the fact that it says the word O and not U? Umachor says O. It's coming to tell you, as Rashi explains, that if you have a choice whether to give something to a convert or a ger toshav, or sell something to an idolater, the first thing you should do, priority number one, is sell to giving it to a ger toshav. If that doesn't work out, then you can sell it to an idolater. So just for purposes of the order, for Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda then understand that? Kivan the ger ata mitzava lahachioso ukanani iata mitzava lahachioso lahakdim lotzarach kara. It's obvious. Obviously, a ger toshav comes before an idolater, because a ger toshav is someone who you're supposed to support. They're living among you, because and they're accepting Shem Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Well, of course, you don't need a pasuk to tell us that they come first. It's a svara. So at the end of the day, we have these three halachos that apply from Losachanim, one, that and they should not be given an encampment in Eretz Yisrael. Number two, they shouldn't be spoken about in a way which is laudatory. And number three, they shouldn't be given any gifts. And again, how that plays in modern times, whether it's Ovid Kochav, all of the Kochav, as Rashi says, does it even include those who are considered not Jewish, or is it as opposed to just idolaters? That is all a machlokas, a ha-poskim.